Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, first up this afternoon, we're turning our attention to Ireland's compo culture. A well-known Kerry water park has seen its insurance premium double in the past year alone and is also now struggling to get cover. Kieran Rutledge, CEO of the Aqua Dome in Tralee, joins me now on the line. Kieran, thanks for talking to us on Lunchtime Live.
Hello, Susan.
Kieran, you might start by telling us a little bit about how many claims you would have in a year at the Aqua Dome in Tralee.
Well, it depends, Susan, on the amount of claims. Sometimes it could be as high as many as three or four in a year, and sometimes it could be none in a year. We noticed when times were good, during the Celtic Tiger, for example, claims dropped off substantially. But they seem to be back again now.
So how much is this costing you then, Kieran?
Well, our insurance costs are over 200,000 in the course of the year, because we have to carry the first 125,000 excess of the claims. And then once that's used up, it's 10,000 each and every claim. So the insurance costs are pretty much unsustainable now. I mean, and if that continues to rise like that, we won't be in business much longer.
Can you give me an example, Kieran, of the type of things that people are claiming for?
Well, most of them slip, trips and falls. You might get a small cut, grazed knee, injure your ankle or something like that. They're all relatively minor claims. The problem, of course, is that when the claims come in, the nearly all the claims are exaggerated out of all proportion. And in addition to that, the awards that are given both in the court and by PIAB are far too high. The current book of quantum that PIAB uses needs to be brought in line with other European countries. We're currently 3, 4, and 5 times ahead of other European countries.
So for something minor, like you mentioned there, so a slip or a cut knee or a cut finger or something like that, give me an example of what kind of a payout in awards that people might get for something like that.
Well, it depends. First of all, if you go to PIAB, They have a book of quantum. A small, minor cut finger could get you 5,000. You know, and then you've got costs on top of that. If you go into court, you're probably talking 15 to 20,000 costs for that sort of thing, because you've got to pay your own legal fees, you've got to pay their legal fees, and you've got to pay the award that the judge gives as well.
So you're saying, Kieran, that your premium has doubled in the past year. Mm-hmm. Were things at a steady flow up to sort at the beginning of last year? Has this been a huge increase just over this year alone?
No. We've seen a gradual increase in premiums. The problem here with the insurers is that the underwriters are all leaving the Irish market. They've all been in the Irish market for a couple of years. And then due to the experience that they're having, they're all withdrawing. So it's making it very difficult for us to get insurance now. I think what we'll people talk about insurance companies making massive profits. They're certainly not making massive profits on public liability insurance.
So what's the answer to all this, Kieran? What reforms do you think might solve this? We hear a lot about big payouts, and News Talk Breakfast here has done lots of kind of coverage of huge increase in premiums in nightclubs and play centres, and how lots of different businesses are really, really finding it hard to meet these payments and are probably wondering, is it worth their while staying in business? But if you could sum up for me what reforms you think might make a change, what would they be?
Okay, first and foremost, they need to make the time for making a claim reduced to 1 month. We're allowed to keep CCTV coverage for 1 month. So if you're going to make a claim, you should do it within that 1 month. Any claim not reported at the time, that should be disallowed. The awards need to be brought in line with other European countries. They're far too high. And the issue of no foul, no fee, no win, no fee promotions by legal people need to be withdrawn.
That reduction in the time frame to 1 month, do you think people often go away from something like that and then maybe retrospectively might hear or read about another case and think to themselves, do they see dollar signs or euro signs and think to themselves that they might follow on?
I mean, the attitude in Ireland is no matter what injury you've got, whether it's your fault or not, put in a claim because you've nothing to lose. You'll get a solicitor represent you for no fault, no fee. If you go to PIAB, for example, the fee that you would have to pay as a claimant is €40. We have to pay €600. I mean, where's the equality in that? Surely that should be the same fee for both parties. It just isn't a fair system at the moment. And then, of course, the awards that they're giving out are far too high. And everybody in business knows that if you go to court, the chances of you winning are slim, because a judge usually awards on the basis of an injury and not on the basis of negligence. And that's a key issue, is that many of the times that I've been in court and heard stories of court where negligence is proven, what the judge says, well, this person has had an injury, therefore they must get compensation.
And Kieran,
that needs to change.
Yeah, for people who mightn't be familiar maybe with the Aquadome in Tralee, just describe what the facility is, or I suppose what are the potential dangers that are there for people that you have to try and always, you know, keep kind of two steps ahead of, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there are any potential dangers at the Aquadome. I think we're a very safe facility. We've been in operation for 25 years now, and we've never had a major incident. We've never had a major incident at the Aquadome. So there's nobody been very badly injured at the Aquadome. Sure, you get lots of little trips and slips and scrapes and things like that, but that's the nature of the beast. It's an exciting water park. It's the same with play centres around the country. You know, where you're going down slides and you're climbing in nets and things like that? They're shutting down left, right and centre because of insurance costs as well. It's the same with nightclubs. You know, people are having a lot to drink, going into nightclubs, they're falling over, and then they're suing the nightclub. It's the same problem all the time. And as I said, what happens then is that the claims are exaggerated out of all proportion, and then they're often settled because they can't afford to go to court and fight it, and that causes the insurance premiums to rise.
Yeah, lots
of
texts.
It's a vicious circle.
Lots of texts already in. You mentioned crashes there. One in here. It's next impossible to stay in business if you have members of the public in your business space. I'm running a creche and nearly can't afford to stay open. And another one, this is apparently why our car insurance has gone up so much. What is being done about it? Kieran, you might tell me a breakdown. I read that you are having to put aside €2 for every €10 that you're taking in to try and cover the insurance costs in a year.
That's correct. It's 22% of your entrance fee goes towards the insurance and claim costs. So, you know, I mean, if people are looking for a reduction in price at the Aquadome, then, you know, the insurance costs have to come down and the claims culture has to stop. And that we're paying more for insurance and claims than we are for energy at the Aquadome. And you can imagine heating 650,000 gallons of water to 29 degrees centigrade costs a lot of money, and keeping the air temperature at that level as well. And then when you think that that's not our second biggest cost, obviously staffing is our biggest cost. But, you know, I mean, it is ridiculous and it's unsustainable.
Do you think, Kieran, that there's proper political will to try and sort this out? I mean, we are hearing a lot about different businesses affected by this and how we are very much out of line when it comes to some awards when you compare us to other European countries. Do you feel there's enough political will trying to address this issue?
I mean, I've spoken to Michael Darcy a couple of times. He's the Minister for Insurance Reform. And I think he's trying his best to encourage reform, but he's meeting a brick wall where the judiciary is concerned. There was the issue whereby there was a review, and it said the Book of Quantum should be reviewed. But that was 2 years ago, and the judiciary are holding this up full scale. It's them that are to blame for all of the problems in insurance reform and claims culture. They really need to. But you see, this is where they're making their money. So what do you do about that?
Couple of texts in here. One here, we're constantly reading about huge settlements made in favour of young people because of simple scrapes or falls. It never happened when my kids were young. Now my grandkids can't run in the yard because of this crazy, greedy culture. It's just wrong. And another tweet in here, I'm 48. When I was a child, if you hurt yourself, you got up and dusted yourself off. Your parents might even give out to you for being careless. Nobody thought of suing anyone in those days. We need to put caps on payouts to prevent spurious claims. Why do you think this is such a problem now, Ciarán?
Well, the balance has shifted towards the right of the individual over the common good. And what we need to do is a shift back towards the common good. If, you know, them texts that come in are absolutely spot on. That's what used to happen, but the times have now changed. And to a certain extent, you can't blame people for putting claims in because of the huge payouts that they're getting. So why wouldn't you? And it's a problem for society. It's a problem that's being encouraged by the legal profession, and it's something needs to be done about it, and done about it quickly.
Apart from the high cost of your cover, Ciarán, you also mentioned that you're actually struggling to get cover. What kind of feedback are you getting from companies when you go looking to try and get the Aquadome covered for a year?
Look, the Irish market is tainted at this stage now because nearly all the underwriters are based in London, in Lloyd, and they're all pulling cover because they're looking at the situation here and the huge claims that, the huge awards that are being given, and they're saying, we can't afford to be part of that, so we're withdrawing from that market. And that is a huge problem because, I mean, going forward, lots of businesses will be struggling to get insurance cover.
So, Ciarán, do you think you'll have to shut up shop, or how close are you to getting to that point, or are you sort of willing to stick in there and hope that something does change?
No, I mean, we've been in business for 25 years. We hope to be in business for another 25 years, but we hope that change will come to help us stay in business. I mean, we're okay at the moment, but could we say if this continues, will we still be here in 10 years' time? I don't know. I mean, the situation is serious. It's manageable at the moment, but only just. But the thing is that, you know, we have to pass all these costs on to the customer. And the customer doesn't like the increasing costs. But we have no choice. I mean, the Aquadome is a standalone facility. We're not supported or subsidized or run by anybody. So if we don't make a profit, we go out of business.
You're obviously in touch, Ciarán, with other businesses in Tralee, yeah, and probably in Kerry in general. What kind of feedback are you getting from other businesses about the impact that this is having on them too?
Yeah, well, we're a member of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, and I was with a group of them, mainly vintners and publicans, nightclub owners, the other week in Leinster House, and they're all singing off the same hymn sheet that it's just unsustainable. The claims culture is rampant, the awards are far too high, and because of that, the insurance premiums are too high. And something needs to be done about it, and something needs to be done about it quickly. This is not an Aquadome problem. This is a nationwide problem for many, many businesses.
Yeah, no, you're right. A text in here. I run a sports and social club in Dublin. Our insurance has gone from 28,000 to 55,000. Two of the three claims against us weren't even reported to us until months after the incidents. So you did mention that you would like to see
that. Yeah, well, that should be disallowed. If they don't report the incident and tell the people, issue a claim within a month. I mean, you need to be able to properly defend these claims. Because in my experience, as I said, they're nearly all exaggerated out of all proportion. Some of them might not even have happened in your facility. I mean, we've had a couple where they put a claim in 18 months after it happened and never reported it at the time. So how can we defend that? But yet it goes to court and they're given an award.
Another text in here. I'm also a small business owner in Kerry, and insurance is a massive issue. Lack of insurance providers means no competition, and disproportionate payouts are directly impacting small businesses' ability to stay open. I guess it is something that does impact small businesses hugely.
It is, and it is very frustrating. I mean, my directors and myself, you know, we meet every month, and it's nearly always top of the agenda, this issue. And it's frustrating, it's infuriating, and it's very difficult to deal with, and it keeps you awake at night. And I think there are remedies to the situation, but it's the judiciary that need to come on board with this and see the damage that they're doing.
Okay, Kieran Rutledge, CEO of the Aqua Dome in Tralee. We wish you the best of luck with the year that is coming and hope that things do take a turn for you. And if you're listening, let us know anybody that has had this problem. Small businesses, text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Coming up, we're going to be talking about what age you actually really become an adult at. Susan Keogh sitting in for Ciara Kelly on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Now, we've got a competition for you all this week on the show. We're giving you a chance to win a wonderful break for two at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort in Cavan. Enjoy a two-night stay in luxury accommodation, dinner on one night and unlimited access to the health spa facilities. More information can be found on farnhamestate.ie. Today, you could win two nights bed and breakfast and one evening dinner. To enter, just answer this question. Who won the Six Nations? Text the word estate, your answer and name to us now on 53106. That's 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Now, before the break, we were talking about Ireland's compensation culture and the high cost of insurance premiums. Loads of people getting in touch about how this is impacting their business. One in here, it's not just claims, the whole legal cost. You need solicitors, barristers, etc. That come in from Vince. And another one, every school child has an insurance policy that covers them 365 days per year. Why doesn't this cover apply for playgrounds, water parks, etc., instead of putting people out of business with insurance costs? Our judges need to wake up and stop paying awards for silly claims. And Catherine is on the line. Catherine, you're a small business owner in Limerick. What do you make of all this?
Hi, Susan. The whole issue around insurance is so frustrating. I was just mentioning there in my text that we are a first-generation family-owned business. We purchased our site 17 years ago. We have a forecourt as well, and we would be considered to be a very busy shop. And we took out substantial debt to purchase our business and traded successfully through the recession by rebranding. And we have found in the last 3 years, the increases in our insurance are making the question, actually, is our business sustainable? We're making a decision every year on an annual basis. We have seen a massive increase in our premium every year. And as I said in the text, the sad thing is, like, we've only had three claims, and the last two of those claims have certainly not been due to our negligence. They have been due to the negligence of the customer. But the idea in Ireland is, I think, foremost, most people think that, you know, somebody is responsible for everything. And with the result that, you know, your cost has quadrupled over 2 to 3 years. And, you know, people, when they see a business and they see a busy business, they think, you know, that's, they're making plenty of money. Nobody sees the overheads or the costs. Now, in Limerick, I suppose we've had a rates revaluation, which has pushed our rates, so we have an additional cost there. But if insurance continues to go the way it's going, and if the government don't do anything to try and reform it, people are going to wake up someday very soon, and they're going to realise their local shop is gone or their local theme park is gone, because it is absolutely driving retailers to that point. It's very worrying, and we employ over 30 people. We're in a rural area on a busy road, and, you know, that's a lot of employment in an area that if we were to go and not be able to continue our business.
Catherine, is it very hard to sort of keep a couple of steps ahead of these kind of problems with a massive increase like you've described there in premiums? Are you always trying to kind of keep ahead of the curve and make sure that, foreseeing anything that could possibly go wrong?
Absolutely. And I think that's why in 17 years, we only had one claim really where a customer fell. It was over something that was put out incorrectly outside the front of the shop. We would pride ourselves. Our staff are fantastic. You know, that we'd be very conscious of this all the time. But, you know, 2 years ago we had a claim and, you know, I don't want to go into the details of it, but, you know, it was even after business had closed. And, you know, somebody had an accident, but, you know, and therefore they obviously sent in their letter and, you know, it went from there. We've had to take on a system called C-Change, which is an extra cost for us then to ensure we do these checks in store every half hour, which, to be fair, our staff were very proactive about anyway. But it is an additional cost then on top of your insurance premium. We have to get additional cleaning done on our deli filters. Well, you know, that's insurance related in terms of fire, but it's an extra cost. And, you know, they're all adding on to the overall burden all the time. You know, the only positive thing a lot of retailers or businesses have at the moment is the low interest rate environment, because, you know, that's really helping us all. You know, we have huge debts attached to our site. But if interest rates start to rise and insurance premiums continue the way they're going, there are going to be businesses wiped out in this country. There is no question about it, because, you know, the interest rates can, you can expect a gradual increase, and that's expected, and you count that into your business plan and your day-to-day activities. But the insurance, even though we've had a good year now the past year, when it comes up to the next renewal, because the underwriters don't want to stay in this country, they're pulling out. The number of companies that want to engage and deal with businesses that are dealing with the public is declining all the time. We just don't know what's going to happen. There's probably going to be another increase. So it's two sides to it, I suppose. The public really need to wake up and realise, you know, if it's something minor, my God, do you actually have to sue someone for this? And the other hand, the government and the judges, there needs to be radical reforms on that side. And again, about the previous caller said, the Book of Conduct that must pay it out. It's two-sided, in my opinion. It's, you know, partly definitely a morality. It's nothing got to do with religion. It's people really need to take responsibility for their own actions. You only need to go to Spain or any country on the continent and see the way things can be left. And do you think you could just, you know, get away with the same, you know, make a claim and expect to get the massive amounts that you get in Ireland when you're... No, I'm not taken from the very legitimate claims, and there are, and not at all taken, but they're being undermined by the rest as well.
Okay, Catherine from Limerick, thanks for your point of view. Thanks for speaking to us on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. I might jump to Karen, who's also on the line. Karen, you run an activity centre, and we do hear a lot about how activity centres can be affected by this. How does high insurance affect your business, Karen?
Hi, our insurance has gone from 2015 for €39,000 a year to our quote this year is €237,000.
My God, that is a massive increase.
It's crazy. It's just unsustainable. We can't continue, like play centres and trampoline parks can't actually continue in business when you're looking at premiums. And the biggest problem we have is the insurance companies are so terrified of the judges paying out the huge amount of money that they're paying out that they're settling because they're afraid to go to court.
So the fear of having to pay out a huge, huge sum means that they'll settle a case that maybe they wouldn't in normal circumstances.
Exactly. And we have to pay 25,000 of our premium. So they're settling for 20,000. So it's not actually costing the insurance companies anything because it's costing us the money.
I don't know how much you heard of Kieran Rutledge, who's the CEO of the Aquadome in Tralee. He was speaking to us at the start of the show. One of the points that he made, Karen, was that they would put in place a system whereby if somebody did want to make a claim, that they would have to do so immediately and that they might have a month, you know, that they would have to come forward with a claim. Would you be in agreement with that, that sometimes people can go away from a situation, have a think about it, they might see something in the press, somebody might put an idea into their head, and then maybe after the fact they come back and decide that they might take a claim?
Absolutely. We had a claim in 2015 that happened in 2013 to say that their son had broken his elbow in our play centre, and they were claiming against us. We had no proof of the person on the premises at the time. We couldn't go back on CCTV because our CCTV at the time only lasted 3 months. So we went back to them and we said, you proved you were on our premises, and threw it back at them. It's still actually live on our insurance because nothing has happened, but the solicitors are keeping it going.
And Karen, I might just ask you one text in here. Get the users of the facilities to sign waivers. It's common practice in any activity where there's an element of risk. That came in from Dave in Dublin. Is that something that you've looked into?
We do it already. We don't call it a waiver. We call it a risk acknowledgement form. And the reason we call it a risk acknowledgement form is because we've had advice from solicitors and judges saying that if you call it a waiver, it gives the people the incentive to sue because it's a waiver. And it also means that the judges look at it as you're encouraging them to sign disclaimers to say that they don't know that they can jump or whatever. So what we're doing now is we're making them acknowledge the fact that there's a risk to the activity, regardless of what they're doing on the premises that they're partaking in. Not that we don't know whether it's going to stand up in court or not, but it secures us, and it's better for us to do that.
Okay, Karen, who runs an activity centre there, thanks for speaking to us on Lunchtime Live. Loads of people getting in touch about the high cost of insurance. Cyril is on the line. Cyril, you work for a haulage firm. What points would you like to make about this?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I've been in business for 28 years and we run a small haulage company. We run 14 vehicles and we're excluded from, we are members, we are all Europeans here, although there's only 4.7 million people in this country, 549 million people in Europe. I am excluded. I need European insurance. I am excluded from 99% of the marketplace because I have to buy my insurance here in Ireland. The same company that sells my insurance here in Ireland sells it throughout the 27 member states, all at a different price. I can, I'm paying 7,500 euros per truck here. In Hungary, for the same insurance company, I can pay 2,000. The CRO figures show that we are the seventh most safest country in Europe to drive in, whereas Romania and Hungary, not being racist, are down the bottom of that league. They are facts. So we are paying three times the price, even though we're doing everything right. We're at the stage now where we're fitting cameras to our trucks at 1,200 euros a pop.
And why are you doing that, Cyril? Just so you have some footage there if something goes wrong?
We would have data if there is an accident, because one accident could exclude you from getting insurance next year.
And have you been lucky in the years that you've been in business?
We have been very, very lucky. But we have a fantastic team of drivers. Our staff and our customers are our greatest assets. We have a fantastic team of drivers. And we've been, they're very cautious, they're very capable. And we have had an excellent track record because of that. But I have friends in the industry that have gone out of it purely because of costs like insurance. When it comes around to your insurance, they throw out a figure at you, take it or leave it. Regardless of whether you have a claim or not, take it or leave it. You either pay it or you go out of business. I cannot function without insurance. The whole purpose of my business is to carry third parties' goods from A to B. And I cannot function without insurance, and I wouldn't function without insurance. But it's Russian roulette. We are Europeans and we're excluded from the European market. Why is that? Who benefits from that?
And would you, Cyril, what would be the main thing that would change that for you? Would it be that you wouldn't be excluded? Would that solve some of the problems that your business faces?
If I wasn't excluded from the European market, I could shop around. I cannot shop around currently. Now, the Irish government will turn around to you and say, well, after Queen's and St. Antis and that, we have an insurance levy. I'm glad to pay that. If I can buy the same insurance from the same company in Hungary for two-thirds less than what I'm currently paying, I have absolutely no problem paying a levy on that. The same way as I pay my VAT and my PRSI. I've done it for the last 28 years. I've paid my PRSI and my VAT on time. I've absolutely no problem paying an insurance levy. But how can I compete? Like everyone that's come on the radio, we cannot compete anymore because our hands are tied behind our back.
Okay.
Our costs are getting too high and, you know, the risk is too great.
Okay, Cyril, thanks for telling us about your haulage firm and some of the problems faced by you this afternoon. Loads of people getting in touch with different texts. I might just bring you one or two. We're seeing judges awarding damages and reducing it because the accident is caused by the claimant negligent. If there is negligence by the claimant, the award should be zero from Patrick. And another one, it's crazy that businesses are held responsible when they have been proven to not be negligent. And I might just finish up on this one. If you put a cap on the settlements, you should also cap the premium too. Insurance companies are greedy gets too. My car insurance tripled inside of 3 years despite a full no claims discount. Insurance is a scam. Get what you can from it. And that came in from Shane in Blessington. We'll be back in a moment to talk about what age you actually really become an adult at.